Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. We're starting a new series right now called Jesus Is. We're looking at the identity of Jesus through some key stories in the Bible. And this week, we're talking about how Jesus is human. It's not all he is, but it is part of who he is. He is and was on this earth as a fully human person. It's a pretty big claim if you also believe Jesus to be God. Now, to see some of Jesus's humanity, we're going to look at a story from his childhood, and there aren't many of these stories. The Gospels, or biographies of Jesus, some of them start in with Christmas, some of them start in with him as an adult. We don't get much about his childhood, and that's what we're going to look at today, the one story we really have about Jesus as a boy.
And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and man.
Now the story starts out in relatively familiar ways. Jesus is born to a human family. They are religious Jews. They make sure that they get Jesus circumcised at about the 8th day after he's born. And they make a point of traveling to Jerusalem, to the temple, for the great high festival of Passover. That's when this story happens, right after this great feast, when Jerusalem would have been packed with people, kind of like the Toys R Us store just before Christmas. Well, there, something also fairly familiar to many parents happens. They lose track of their son for a moment. Happened to many parents, right? At the mall, at Toys R Us, you just look away for a moment and then you realize you don't know where your child is anymore. They've run off to look at something, and that's exactly what happens to Jesus's family. As they're traveling back from the Feast of Passover, they're traveling with all kinds of pilgrims. There would have been thousands of people traveling back to their hometowns after having been in Jerusalem, where the population just would have ballooned during Passover. Well, here they find themselves traveling back, and when they can't find Jesus, they assume that he's probably with some family or friends, some people he knows, and they don't think much of it. But when they realize he's truly missing, they head back to Jerusalem, and it takes them 3 days to find the boy, Jesus. Like I said, so far the story's been pretty normal, but this is where it gets strange. Jesus isn't at the toy store, he isn't playing with friends, he's at the temple. He's debating with religious scholars. And he's holding his own. This is where Jesus' life starts to show some exceptionality. He's somebody special and different. So before we study this in more depth tomorrow, I just wanted you to stop and think about this question and discuss it with some friends, family, fellow commuters, colleagues, somebody else in your life. Do you think it's important that Jesus was fully human and not just appearing to be a human, or not just God in sort of a human container, but that he was truly human and truly God? Does that matter? And why do you think so? So have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.